With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A hacker group is reportedly claiming responsibility for Monday's X outage. Elon Musk, the owner of X, confirmed what he called a massive cyber attack. He traced it back to IP addresses in Ukraine. Down Detector, an online tracker of service outages, noted tens of thousands of users not being able to access X during the day. It is back up for those who have accounts. Freshman Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan says the Democrat Party has yet to formulate a strong response to President Trump. Bob Agnew reports.
Slotkin told NBC's Meet the Press, it's no secret President Trump has had Democrats on their heels since he was sworn in January. She says it's a situation that needs to be addressed. Quote, I think you can't get better until you admit you have a problem. She and other Democrats have hinted it may be time for new Democrat leadership to emerge and advance the party's agenda over the next 4 years. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a federal judge in New York blocking Trump administration efforts to deport a pro-Hamas agitator. ICE agents took the guy into custody Saturday night, saying his student visa had been revoked. The man's on video at several pro-Hamas protests. In a Truth Social post, President Trump said there are more students across the country who have engaged in pro-terrorist, anti-Semitic, anti-American activity, and the Trump administration will not tolerate it. The president said many of the protesters are not students, but paid agitators. A small plane crashed in a parking lot at a retirement community.
We all feel so blessed that it stopped short of the building because there are 1,200 residents here on campus. Now, they don't all live in that building, obviously, but a large portion of them do. And it could have been so
resident
much worse.
Jenny Swinger, this is SR News. A pro-life victory in Wyoming.
The legislature has completed an override of Governor Mark Gordon's veto of a bill requiring a woman to get an ultrasound and wait 48 hours before obtaining abortion drugs. The governor is a Republican and says he is pro-life, but objected to the bill's being, quote, too invasive. Drugs are now the way that more than 50% of all abortions are carried out in this country, and pro-life advocates say those substances need to be far more regulated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Queer trans activist bashing California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom for speaking out against males being allowed to compete against females in sports. Speaking on the inaugural episode of his new podcast, the potential 2028 Democrat presidential candidate called it an issue of fairness. Democrat Party is having an internal debate over transgenderism. This is SRN News. An oil tanker and a cargo ship collide off the coast of eastern England, setting both vessels on fire.
Britain's Maritime and Coast Guard Agency says that several lifeboats and a Coast Guard rescue helicopter have been dispatched to the scene in the North Sea, along with a Coast Guard plane and nearby vessels with firefighting capability. Over 30 people have been brought ashore, but their condition is not immediately clear. The RNLI Lifeboat Agency says there were reports that a number of people had abandoned the vessels following a collision, and there were fires on both ships. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says 83% of USAID programs will be canceled. In a post on X, Rubio said 5,200 contracts were cut that would have cost tens of billions of dollars. Secretary of State said the contracts did not serve the U.S. and harmed the nation's national interest in some cases. More details at SRNnews.com.